your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State junior Maximus Martin received first-team All-Central Region recognition Tuesday as the American Baseball Coach Association revealed the 2025 ABCA/Rawlings All-Region teams. First-team All-Region selections are eligible for ABCWA/Rawlings All-America honors, which will be announced this Friday prior to the start of the 2025 NCAA Division I College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. A native of Edgewater Park, New Jersey, Martin is one of five players in the Pete Hughes era to garner all-region honors, joining MLB draft picks Zach Kosko in 2021 and Tyson Nabers in 2023, and first-rounders Jordan Wicks in 2021 and Kalen Culpepper in 2024. In his first season at K-State, the second-team All-Big 12 selection produced a slash line of .320, .420, and .612, compiling 18 doubles, 14 home runs, tied for fourth in a single-season records. Martin was one of the league's top offensive performers, finishing the regular season in the top 10 in three categories. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Tired of buffering wheels and drop video calls? It's time to switch to Cunningham Fiber Internet, the ultimate upgrade for your home. With Cunningham Fiber, you get blazing fast speeds, rock-solid reliability, and crystal-clear streaming even during peak hours. Unlike satellite, fiber isn't affected by storms, and it's faster and more stable than wireless. Whether you're working from home, gaming, or streaming in 4K, fiber keeps you connected when it matters most. Don't settle for slow. Go fiber, go faster. Call Cunningham Fiber now to switch and experience the difference.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZBY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
The Northern Plains League All-Star Volleyball and Basketball teams will take on the Twin Valley Conference out of Nebraska on Friday and Saturday. Volleyball starts in Mankato at Rock Hills High School at 6 o'clock. Among the area players playing are Carly Brummer, St. John's Tiplin Catholic High School, Emily Cheek from Sylvan Lucas High School, Stockton High School, Ava Dix, Cassie Kaiser of Osborne, Aubrey Kiesler of Stockton, Maggie Labertue, Sylvan Lucas, Tyra Meyer of Lincoln, Bryn Mear Stockton, Michaela Murphy at Natoma, Addison Poor of Osborne, Brianna Reeves of Pike Valley, and Serenity Steineke of Sylvan Lucas. Coaches will be Linda Herring of Sylvan Lucas and Demi Morris of Osborne. On the girls' basketball side, the game will be at 3 p.m. Among the players playing are Carly Brummer of St. John's Tipton, Emily Cheek, Sylvan Lucas, Ava Dix, Stockton, Cassie Kaiser, Osborne, Aubrey Kessler, Stockton, Maggie Labertue, Sylvan Lucas, Tyra Meyer, Lincoln, Bryn Mear, Stockton, Michaela Murphy, Natoma, Addison Poor, Osborne, Brianna Reeves, Pike Valley, Serenity Steineke of Sylvan Lucas. Coaches will be St. John's Beloit Tipton, coaches Leah Bergman and Kara Eilert. Coach Leah Bergman says it's an honor and a pleasure and awesome to coach an all-star team.
Leah, you're going to get to coach the Northern Plains League all-star girls basketball team on Saturday against the Twin Valley League, we believe, out of Nebraska. First of all, I'll talk a little bit about 14-7 this year at St. John's Beloit Tipton, won the league tournament. This will be the second time that you've coached at the All-Star game. Talk a little bit about your season in general at St. John's Beloit Tipton.
Yeah, I think, looking back from the beginning of the season where we started to where we finished, we were two very different teams. We always seem to be that way. As the season goes, I just know we're going to get better. We were a pretty young team this year with only one senior and only a couple juniors. So we're very, very underclassmen heavy, which is a good thing. You know, you've got young girls who are they're very capable of learning and very excited, but sometimes we lack a little bit of that game time experience under our belt. So those early games were important for those younger girls just to get some confidence and just to get some playing time under their belt. But it was really exciting to see as the year went on how much better we got. I feel like that first time we played Osborne over their place was kind of a turning point for our season. That game was just kind of a mess from the beginning. But it really kind of lit a fire under us, and that carried us through the league tournament where we were able to beat Osborne in the championship game. And I think we just got better from there. So it was exciting. I've got a group of girls who I've always had girls who work hard and are athletic, and you know, you put a ball in their hand or put them on a sports field and they seem to do well. So they're good kids to be around. And I keep telling them that that's why Lance and I keep coaching, is because they're just good kids. They're fun to be around. And, you know, when you win, obviously winning's fun, but you know, when you have good kids with good attitudes, it makes it a lot more fun.
Well, coach, as you said, winning the Northern Plains League tournament, whether you're the boys coach or the girls coach, you get to be honored and coach the best team in the NPL versus the Nebraska All-Stars. And mm-hmm. kind of talk about coaching in this weekend's game and what your team looks like on Saturday.
Yeah, it'll be fun. This is my second time I got to coach. And like you said, we've got a bunch of girls from different teams and a bunch of good players. And we just got done with our first practice. And, you know, these girls have been doing this for 4 years, and there's not much coaching you can do because one, they basically know everything, being seniors, but two, this is probably their last game. So there's not too much, you know, there's not too much to do at practice as far as, you know, fine tuning and really coaching. But I've got a bunch of girls who are hard workers. They are fun to be around. If you know me, I like to have fun. I like to work hard and have fun. And, so I think it'll be fun. I've got, three girls from Osborne who are going to help out. I've got two girls from Sylvan, Brianna Reeves from Pike Valley, Natoma, Thunder Ridge. So that's pretty well. And Carly, obviously from St. John's Tipton, but, our league will be represented. I hope that we can go out and, play some good basketball and have fun while we do it.
Well, coach, you mentioned Carly Brummer, kind of been the heart and soul for St. John's Tipton, last 4 years, bittersweet on Saturday, get to coach in her last game that you guys will be together, friends for life, but just talk about your friendship with her and mentoring her all 4 years at St. John's Blake Tipton.
Yeah, Carlos, I call her Carlos. She's been fun since she's a freshman. We've kind of relied a lot on her since she's been a sophomore, which, you know, kind of as a sophomore, not a lot of teams knew about her. And so she surprised a lot of people. She didn't surprise us because we knew how good she was going to be, but she's going to have some big shoes to fill, even though surprisingly I have bigger feet than her. Fun fact, but she's going to have some big shoes to fill. She's been, I think, our leading scorer, our leading rebounder, our leading, you know, assists, leading the steals. So, but not just on, you know, on the stat side of it. She's a good leader. She's a hard worker. She does what you ask of her. She goes with the flow. You know, I could bounce ideas off of her and throw new things at her. And if she didn't think it would work, she'd tell me. And if she did, sure, I'll try it. So, really going to miss her leadership, going to miss her, kind of happy-go-lucky, attitude, but I'm also going to miss that, drive and desire to compete, which we all know that she has. So, she's a great player. She's going to succeed in whatever she does, whether it be sports or not, but, we're going to miss her. But yeah, I'm happy. It'll be fun to coach her one more time. And hopefully she comes back to visit. We play open gyms. I call it the old lady gang, where we scrimmage the young kids in open gym. And if you've graduated, then you can come back and play with the old ladies. And it's kind of fun to hang with the little kids and push them around a little bit.
Well, coach, thank you for your time. Appreciate what you do at St. John's Blake Tipton, and congratulations on winning the NPL tournament, getting chosen to coach in this weekend's All-Star game. That's a 3:00 tip if anybody wants to come up and watch some great basketball at Mankato this weekend in the NPL versus TVL Nebraska All-Stars. So, coach, good luck, and keep up the good job.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
KD Country 94. We're your home for country.